In the dark, I fed my dream. Burn a bunch of blows like sweet screams. I'm the daddy with the know-how seat. Reading the world like it's meant to be. I'm a coach of B.I.O.D. I'm the king. Back to love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 364. One to the two to the three and to the 64. The Permaculture Pimpcast. We talk about permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. Oh, yeah. Good to be here with y'all. Well, got my partner in crime back from his awesomely successful tour. And as always, this episode brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam. Heaven's Harvest. Yeah. You got to love them. Go over there and get all the stuff over there you might need. But that's not actually what I was supposed to read. It's actually Harvest Right. They're sponsors too. How about that? And if you need one of those freeze dryers, we got a link for it down below. And folks, it helps us out a great deal. So reach over there and check them out. Well, not going to mess around. We're going to jump right into it. Want to thank everybody live in the house here tonight. And if you would hit that thumbs up, tell them to go ahead and start suppressing us, which, son, I might as well just get right into. Yep. Explain to me something. How is it that every single time I do a video on how to teach people how to grow food, how to do something worthwhile, there's marginal people watching it, but every time I do a front porch talk, it blows up, which is
probably, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I get it. And I think you do. I know you said that tongue in cheek, but I think part of it may be if there's something out there that's going to further the zeitgeist, and I'm going to get into some of that today, that's going to further the zeitgeist, the powers that shouldn't be want, then guess what? They're going to push it out there. That's why you're seeing all these different home channels that used to be strictly homesteading. If you've ever wondered why some of these channels are doing nothing but things that we, William and I, have talked about from the beginning of this podcast, what is it, 364 episodes, and from day one, we've talked about all these things that they're just now starting to talk about because they realized the algorithms favor them. So they quit talking about homesteading. So folks, it tells you a little bit about the character of some of these people that are doing this stuff. It tells you a whole lot, actually, about their character. Look, permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and I talk about the other things because I got to have an earth, I got to have a planet, and it needs to be healthy. That's why I've talked about chemtrails. That's why I've talked about a lot of these other things. And now, man, I've seen something as of late. In fact, it was T from Mountain Readiness that pointed it out to me, and I'd seen her before, but now you got like a trad wife conspiracy theorist out there, and you take the aggregate of what some of these people are doing, it kind of makes me sick. Because look, if that's your gig, man, go ahead and just claim it. But there's so many people that are trying to be famous instead of just trying to put out good information. As always, folks, money and all the other things that we get out of this has always been a byproduct of just doing good work. So for the people out there that are thinking, I want to go out here, I want to be famous, I want to do, yeah, be careful what you wish for. Be really, really careful what you wish for, because sooner or later it catches up with you. And now, let's say everything squares away, now you found yourself in this space and you don't know what to do with it. So what are your thoughts on that, son?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. The favoring part of it, I think, is YouTube pushing the content that will divide the people. And then the other part of it, I think people just want to see drama. There's like a good chunk of people that just want to see drama. They might be into homesteading or permaculture as like a fad for a brief period of time. And then they might stop watching. And then they see a channel that they used to watch for homesteading and permaculture. And then they come in every once in a while to see their point of view on like current events and everything. But yeah, as far as the content creators that have gone from homesteading to full-blown just current events on 24/7, you also notice that they had quite a bit of a dip during the Biden years. Like if, whether you are pro Trump or against Trump, he brought a lot of content to the content creators over on YouTube, and a lot of them dried up and ran out of stuff to say once Biden was in office. It's frustrating.
The part that's frustrating is I'm like, okay, man, I show people how to grow food, but the algorithms make sure that that's never seen. That's never seen. Or how to do something even better. Or maybe here's a different take on something. But the second I talk about Charlie Kirk, which, you know, I'm like, okay, I really didn't have any expectations for any of this stuff. In fact, I'm beyond expecting anything. I did say a while back that I'm going to do more front porch talks because, number one, I can, it's really cathartic for me. And number two, honestly, a lot of people write to me and tell me that I'm bringing up points that maybe they didn't consider. So I'm going to start doing more of those anyway. But that was already in my wheelhouse. But now I'm seeing channels that used to talk about how to put bread on the table. Now it's full blown. And I've talked about them before. I've been critical of some of them. No sense to bring it up right now. But it is just truly amazing to me that the almighty dollar, it's one thing if you throw in that as part of your shtick, but you go full blown that now, especially when half of them I know for a fact don't know what they're talking about. So when I do it, folks, you're going to probably hear a historical take on these things if I can provide it. And I'll do things that are quintessentially me. It's not like, unlike some of these folks out there, I don't go out there with a script. You're hearing it straight off the presses. So
but also, you did this since the beginning, since the creation of that channel. It was something you did. It wasn't like you did only homesteading or only farming, and then you noticed this during COVID or Trump era that, oh, I get a lot of views on this. This is something you were doing before we even started a YouTube channel. You did it on the radio.
Well, exactly. Back when I was working in terrestrial radio, I mean, I was talking about these things before then. So, I mean, I got a long history about it, but I think the bigger thing that frustrates me is that they're keeping us all on the plantation with this stuff. And at the same time, if you're not providing any solutions, not that you have to have a solution in every video, but at least you know what the take is. You know where these folks started, and they saw that the algorithms, folks, that's why I said from the very beginning, if I wanted to have 1 million subscribers, I could absolutely do it. I could go out there just like some of these others, and I guarantee I can do it better than they do, especially if I went out there with a script. But I just think it's disingenuous, and it honestly bothers me in a big way, because now they're just cashing in. They're vultures, honestly. They're vultures. They're cashing in on the universal fear and the zeitgeist. So maybe I'll talk about that in the next Front Porch Talk. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one right there. I want to thank everybody in the house. If you're just getting in here, hit that thumbs up. Tell them we're live. And always, you can catch us on the audio platform, which I know most people listen to it that way. Farmer D says, I enjoy this better than Joe Rogan. Well, thank you so much. Which, by the way, you got to ask yourself, how did Joe blow up all over? Because honestly, as podcasts go, he's not the best out there. There are others out there, I think, that are far better. But that goes to show you how many of these people in these platforms that blow up overnight, that you got to start, you know, having a jaundiced eye about the information they provide, especially, not to say that success is a measure of that, not at all. It's when they go 180 degrees from what they previously did before they blew up, son. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, let's talk about what's going here on a farm. Well, cleaning up. Folks, anybody out there that has a farm, you know as well as I do, you got junk piles everywhere, and people are very self-conscious about it. We've talked about it on the program where junk piles a lot of times are indications that, you know, those are things you might need in the future, so you hang on to them. But there's times where they can get away from you. Well, case in point, that's me right now. So I'm trying in this garage, man. I got so many things out there, and I'm just trying. When you have a lot of clutter, it, you know, in certain places in your life, whether it's on the farm or otherwise, it clutters up other things in your life. So it is very thinking of a catharsis moment. Well, cleaning up, even the, you may hate doing it, you got to do it, and it'll make things go a little bit easier. Other things going on, moving these sheep like nobody's business because the rain, the moisture here in Western North Carolina, at least where I am, and I can't just say Western North Carolina because there are so many microclimates here, as William was kind of getting into, which we'll maybe talk about in his permaculture design course, that when you have so many different microclimates around here, you may have a place that gets rain, I mean, pouring down rain, and then not even a 16th of a mile away, it'll be totally different. So yeah, we live in one of those places. That's one of the advantages and disadvantages when you live in the mountains, but I wouldn't change it for anything. So anyway, we're moving these guys like we would as if it were spring. I kid you not, which means we're moving them once a day. I mean, this time of year, I'd be going down to twice. I mean, once every 2 days, but the moisture has been so great that the grass keeps growing and the sheep keep growing. So I'm not going to go away from that. So you'll also find, folks, I didn't talk about it yet, but that Soil Savior product, you'll find out, Ken and Amy, they found it out. Hunters out there are buying this product. I didn't know they were doing this, but hunters out there are buying this product exclusively to get deer into their hunting plots. Because the deer are, I had no idea that was going to be, I talked to Dr. Will today, and Pat actually had told me a while before, and Pat had done, Pat Miletich, former UFC world champion, Hall of Famer, the whole nine yards, turned soil scientist. Anyway, Pat had told me before that Tim Sylvia, former UFC heavyweight champion, had been using it in some of his food plots. And, you know, he's an avid hunter. And apparently it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, and I didn't realize that was one of the benefits of that. So we're getting into hunting season. So a lot of you folks out there that are looking to put some meat in the freezer, well, this might be one of the ways you go about doing it, where they're staying on your plot, maybe not somebody else's. So that's another thing I wanted to make sure I gave a shout out there. So if you need any of it, it's going to be in the description box down below. Other things going on about here. Okay, it's getting to that time of year where I'm going to probably make my last compost pile of the year, and I'll let it cure all through the winter. And now I got previous piles that I still haven't done anything with, except for just maintaining them. And there's a point where you hit the point of diminishing returns on some of your compost. So you got to do something with it. And in this case, I'm going to dress a lot of these beds as soon as I get those potatoes out that I still haven't gotten out. Man, I know.
Might as well leave them at this point, Dad.
Man, it is embarrassing, honestly. But your mom and I have been up to our eyeballs in so many things, some of which we're not yet able to talk about, but we will in the future. But anyway, I'm going to get those guys out. I said that like five programs ago, and I still haven't gotten them out. So this is going to be seriously an experiment to figure out what happens when you leave potatoes in there way too long. So they should have come out, honestly, in the middle of July. And here we are. And so, yeah, got to get them out. Besides, those are, you know, that's a storage crop, man. And given what's going on in the world, we probably ought to get them. Okay, so one thing we're going to do tomorrow is get those supers off the bees. That's basically where all the honey collection is above them. And for those that don't know, remember, with that Soil Savior product and by not using the weed eater at all for the most part this year, our pollinators, in our case, I mean, we got them all, butterflies, bumblebees, wasps, you name them. I mean, you name it, we got them here, which is always a wonderful sign when you see all those things. The bees produced more honey mid-season than we've produced in any year up until now. At a time when everybody else is losing their bees. So I'm going to attribute a lot of that to A, using that Soil Saviors product. That's number one. And that's actually number two. The number one reason, without a doubt, is definitely not using the weed eater unless you absolutely positively have to. What are some of the disadvantages from your perspective of you using a weed eater out in the pasture to go after your animals?
Well, it's not doing the same effect as the animals. The benefit of the animals is that whenever they bite grass, they leave an enzyme that promotes growth afterwards. The weed eater isn't doing that. So you're going to have slower bounce back on the grasses than you would if like an animal hit it. But also, anything that your animal leaves, which is most likely going to be a higher carbon structure, which is closer to flowering and closer to blooming than the lower carbon structures, the bees are able to then go get it and, you know, pollinate and get the nectar that they need for the honey and stuff like that too. So, I mean, I could see going either way on that, scenario. Like if you really are lacking this, the forage or the stocking density for your pastures, then I would say go ahead and weed eat. But if it's just a little bit and you have bees, or even if you don't have bees, if it's just a little bit, just leave it and let the pollinators take care of it.
That's exactly it. When you go in scorched earth, you're taking out things, first of all, that maybe your sheep or your cows or whatever else didn't eat. But when you go through with your brush hog or when you go through with a weed eater, you're taking down everything. And there's a lot of times those seed heads and stuff, those bees would have eaten if you didn't knock it over with a weed eater or your brush hog. So I think by doing this the first year, now in the early part of the season, there may be times where I just keep them moving. I mean, sometimes you might even have to move them twice a day. But all we had in this place was goldenrod the first year. But now our stocking, we can't even keep up with the stocking density at this point. So we've stockpiled a lot of grass through the winter and all those wonderful things. So when other people are feeding hay, y'all, we're not. So that's how you make money in farming. Everybody says, well, I can't make money in farming. No, you can't if you do it the traditional or the way that everybody thinks you have to do it. Now, on the backside, it requires more out of you physically, but name any of us out here that can't benefit from doing more physical labor. So, and here's the last thing, and I'll hand it on over to William. So the last thing I got going on around here is I started yesterday, and I got to make a video on this. I'm not even sure I can say this word because we're on our second. No, we're not here. No, I can actually say it. So we'll experiment with it. I had been very, very curious about electroculture for a while. And now I know people have done it with varying degrees of success or failure. Some people swear by it. Some say, oh, it's not so wonderful. Well, I reached out to, had him on the show. In fact, he got me my second strike was Cultivate Elevate, Matt Roche over at Cultivate Elevate. And he's talked a lot about it. Danny from Deep South, I know he tried it. William had tried a derivation of it and a number of others. And in this Freedom group I go to every once in a while, once a month, there's people in there that absolutely positively swear by it. So I said, okay, things are already wonderful, but as I'm looking at all the things that are happening, that are falling from the sky, the EMF. And I just spent an hour on the phone with a guy with an EMF company who I'm going to try out their stuff. And don't worry, if it works, y'all, you'll be the first to know about it. I guarantee it. Anyway, spent an hour talking to him about the incredibly awful effects of being around non-native EMF. And some of the things that I thought were less harmless, well, turns out they aren't. But apparently he seems to have technology that mitigates a lot of that. And we're going to find out whether or not before I tell you about it, trust me, I will give this stuff the old college try, as they say. So as I'm going through this and I'm checking it out and I'm looking at everything, I'm thinking, okay, what more could I add? So one thing, after reading the book by Yannick Van Doorn, and it's about electroculture, one of the things, I'm going to add to all my trees is a harmonizer ring essentially around each one. And it's the length of a royal cubit. Now, a royal cubit in modern terms, I'm going to say is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20.6 inches between 20. There's a debate whether it's 20.6 or 20.8. So I kind of met them halfway. So I took number 10 copper, and I'll do a video about this. And I put it around the ring of the tree. Now, there's a bunch of different methods you can use, but the ones I'm doing are the rings. I could do antennas. Problems with using antennas in the mountains is that it's more beneficial if the antenna is the highest thing in your area. Now, William can get away with it where he lives in Texas, where it's flatter, but it's going to be really, really tough for me to do when you got white oaks surrounding you in every angle possible. So I'm using the ring method. Now, here's what this looks like in a nutshell. I'm going out there, taking number 10 copper, stripping the insulation off of it. You could leave it on, but you want to take it off at the tips. I'll just take it off all the way. Move the material from around the base of the tree, stick it down there at about ground level, cover it up. You want the opening. If you're seeing me on screen right now, so you don't make a full ring. You leave a little opening on one side of it. In that opening, you orient it to the north, okay? So that's what I did. I put it down. Now, if this is a single tree, there's other applications you can do, and you can do them all together. Another one is to take that same ring, stick it on a branch that's facing south, and angle like a horseshoe facing down. Okay. And then there's a third way. And some say that it might be the most effective way. And some of the older, the OGs in this space, when it comes to electroculture, this is one of the things they did. And that's where you take that same ring, you open it to the north, you suspend it in the air, but you angle it down facing north at a 30 degree angle. That one I'm not going to do because it's just, it doesn't make sense for me. It's not, I ain't going to say it doesn't work. It's just too much work when I got the other two going. Okay. So we're going to find out. I got a couple of trees that historically haven't done well. We'll see what they do. And that's where I'm going right now with the electroculture. There's so many other benefits out there, supposedly. Now, the next project I do out in, we just did a video yesterday, as a matter of fact, we just put it out. So one of the projects we intend to do is maybe apply some of this out there and just see how well things recover. Also is using a derivation of volcanic rock dust. It turns out when I tested the stuff that I bought in the bag, wasn't good at all. In fact, if you want to know whether or not your basalt is paramagnetic, you should be able to go up to it with a compass, with a lensatic compass, take a plastic bag full of your material, your basalt or rock dust or whatever, and if it's paramagnetic, you should be able to take the compass, stick it very close to the bag, and you should see the needle deflect. Man, that thing didn't move a bunch. It didn't budge an inch. So that's why I called up Dr. Will today, because I know he has access to really, really awesome basalt. And when I see him here in a couple of weeks, I'll tell you about where I'm going to see him here in a little bit. But when I see him in a couple of weeks, he's going to bring me down some basalt and also salt. So, yeah, he's got the best salt on the planet. In fact, Michelle will not eat. We're going through his salt like nothing I've ever seen before. It is absolutely really? Fantastic. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you some things about it off air. So remind me and I'll let you know. Okay. Anyway, what's going on in your world, buddy?
Just got back from the Midwest Preparedness Festival. That was over in Kansas. I saw Kim Ivey in the comments earlier. Shout out to Kim. I saw her at the festival. Saw Zegley at the festival. Saw a bunch of people at the festival. It was pretty cool. Sean from Crunchy Mama Farms came out and gave a curing class as far as how to cure meats and different ways to cure meats. And he did fantastic. Despite the half a pig that he was processing was frozen solid, he still did fantastic processing the pig and getting it ready for cure and all that stuff. Showed like a bacon method, prosciutto rep method, sausage methods and stuff like that. And then other than that, just been catching up on Patreon, uploading permaculture design course material up today. So if you're on there, you saw some of those pop up right before the live stream. Just getting caught up from that festival. It was fun. They want to get us both out there at some point, Dad. Just letting you know, they're going to be plotting on Bobby and Patrick.
Yeah, we'll have to see what we're able to make happen. It is a fun time, no doubt about that, folks. It is a really, really fun time. Why don't you tell everybody what you talked about? Because you can still, as I understand it, you can go to Midwest Preparedness and listen to your talk there. Your mom and I were listening live.
Yeah, I saw the comments. Mom and Dad in the comments of the live stream of the episode are like, good job, Pumpkin. Or whatever you guys were saying there after my talk, they were like, hey, your parents left you some messages on the live stream. And I go over there and look. Yeah. So mom and dad are playing pranks while I'm doing a live stream. But if you go over to Midwest Preparedness, their YouTube channel, the live stream should still be available. The first day I talked about how to increase yield without any extra work. So a lot of it is spacing. A lot of it is starting small and then building from there. Stacking functions, things like that. And then the second day I talked about how to raise animals for free. So I got a list of animals from the crowd that people were interested about. And then we talked about different methods to reduce the feed costs or overall eliminate the feed costs. And then also some decision-making behind picking some animals and not other animals. Like rabbits was one of the topics that came up. Like a lot of people think like, oh, I'll do rabbits. And then that's a closed loop system that I can keep on my property. But most people don't think about how much time and effort goes into a rabbit system because you have to bring all the inputs to your rabbits. Whereas like I put sheep out into a pasture and they go and get their own food. With rabbits, I got to go get their food and bring it to them, go get their water and bring it to them. It's a very labor intensive system for not many meals per animal.
Yeah, you did a bang up job, man. I mean, I listened to it the whole time, man. I mean, you really knocked it out of the park. So I know the people out there have to be blessed after having heard you speak. So why don't you tell everybody also what you're doing on Patreon? Because all you people that write to me asking, where do I go for a permaculture design class? Why don't you tell them what's up?
So on Patreon, it's linked under all my recent videos. You can go over there and get a permaculture design course, which is completely at your own pace. You don't have to be a consultant to take this course. You can be anybody who's growing anything. You can take the course. You can get in for as little as $5 a month. And I'm teaching everything practical that I've learned within permaculture. We're going through the permaculture design manual, and we're working through chapter by chapter. And then if you do want to become a consultant, there is an option for you on there to become a consultant. I'll do like a final design exam after you're done with the course. And then we'll determine if you know what you're talking about and if you can give good advice. And then we'll proceed on with the consultant stuff. But yeah, it's for everybody. If you're just growing in your backyard, all the way to people who want to become consultants and teachers in the future.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so go check them out, folks. If you're wanting to, look, folks, you can save yourself so much money either by getting a consultant like William to come by, which, by the way, had my buddy EJ reach out to me saying he was trying to get a hold of you for consultation. And anyway, you can save a pile of money on the back end big time. If for no other reason, look, let's say you can't afford a consultant. Let's say you can't do any of that. If you can afford a little bit of education and getting a permaculture design certificate, the education is honestly probably the best money I've ever spent in my life. Now, I got and I'm saying this to give you a basis of example, okay? I got a college education, a farm education, a military education, and a trade education. And the best money I ever spent in my life was my permaculture design certificate. So, folks, and because it saved me so much money on the front and back end of everything I've ever done, but even if you have that, you should always have somebody overlook your designs. Because when you can't think of something, if you can't, look, there's a reason why doctors are told not to treat their own family, okay? And it's the same reason when it comes to something like your property. Because there may be something that you may want in a particular area that it doesn't make sense for it to be there. And until somebody can point that out to you because you're too close, if you can't think about it objectively, which, look, let's be honest, you can't. If it's your own property, you need someone else to look over it. So even if it's your neighbor, if anything else, get somebody you trust to take a look at your designs before you do anything permanent on your property. Because, you know, there are some cases where this could wind up being a catastrophic mess. So definitely get some other eyes on that. All right, y'all, mountain readiness. I can't believe I've neglected to tell everybody about this, but that's going to be coming up October 17th through the 19th in Harmony, North Carolina. That is coming up very soon. Dr. Will's going to be out there along with Pat Miletich, and I'm going to at least be there one or two days. I'm going to go out there and learn some stuff myself, maybe learn how to jab somebody's eyes out from Pat. And also, I got to pick up my basalt from Dr. Will. He's bringing me some reliable basalt down there. So I'll see him there, and hoping to see a lot of you out there as well. This isn't the bigger version of this show, but honestly, I am thoroughly looking forward to it. So I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to get my learning on, because, folks, look, we put our money where our mouth is. I seriously, without a doubt, I spend so much money, and William does too, on education. It would blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. Yeah, so we drive old vehicles, we do whatever, but man, one thing I don't take second fiddle on is my education. So this is one of those educational things where you go out there, okay, get one more feather in your cap. I guarantee if you look at that schedule, you're going to find out, oh man, there's so many things that you don't know. I don't care how long you've been at this, you don't know it yet. Plus, you're going to be able to see some pretty awesome green berets and stuff. I bet Sue LaRue is going to be out there again, living legend in the Special Forces area. You know, some of these guys from Vietnam that teach active duty guys how to track. So I imagine he's going to be out there. So I look forward to hanging out with Sue. The guy's hilarious anyway. So other sponsor, Redmond Salt, 15% with promo code PERMA. I am, you know, my boy T and Amber. they hook me up with a lot of that Relight over there, and I go through that stuff like nobody's business, no matter the season. Folks, in fact, what I had in this glass of drinking a minute ago, that was salt, okay? So it wasn't that brand necessarily, but I do use Relight probably, no, not probably, every single day. Because it doesn't just have some of the salt, it has some of the magnesium and some of the other things I need in there.
Some but of the anyway, best tasting electrolyte drink mix too.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. All right, coming up, William and I are going to be there, Healing for the Ages Conference. That's going to be promo code PERMA will get you 30% off of that one. So you can be there virtually or you can be there in person. William and I will be there in person. And we're going to be hobnobbing in VIP section with all the other speakers out there. And we'll be, I'm not going to be speaking, but we are going to be learning. That's another, hey, folks, remember what I just said about learning? Okay. It's not what good is any of this stuff if I can't physically do it. And there's a whole lot of farmers I know like that. Look, y'all, I have, as I'm aging, I'm 55 years old right now. I ain't getting any younger, but honestly, I feel better now than I have in a long, long time by using a lot of the protocols that I'm learning. And don't worry, folks, I'm going to be talking about what I'm doing, and it's not that difficult. Why I wear things like these blue light blocking glasses, why I do some of what I do, and Michelle as well, and William, as you can see, has his on as well. These are the kind of things you pick up at conferences like that. It's not just about farming and advancing my understanding of these things, but honestly, I'm a biohacker. I'm trying to do this this work I love for all of my life and love doing it every single day. And the only way I can do that is trying to get try to mitigate a lot of the damage that is happening just by living on the planet right now, or Earth, rather. Anyway, Healing for the Ages, 30% off with promo code PERMA. Richardson Nutrition Company. Yeah, we've talked about a lot of those apricot seeds over there and what they will do for you. PERMA will get you 10% off over there as well. Folks, I use them every single day. I can't even tell you what I use them for or they will cut this feed. When I interviewed John Richardson, I think twice, I had to do it on Patreon. Folks, this is part of what we have to do. So we're going to
Rumble.
I'm sorry, Rumble. Yeah, had to do it on Rumble. So what we're going to try to do whenever I get people like him on or some of these other people, some of these people, folks, if I even mention their names, they will cut this feed. I kid you not. If I even mention their names. So it's insane that we even got to go through all of this stuff. But these people are, they're talking about the protocols that really heal you, that get you out of Big Pharma's way, that keep you away from all those people. Okay. I used to take high blood pressure medicine back in the day, lisinopril. I used to take the highest dosages of all that stuff and they still couldn't bring it down. And if you want to know how you do those things, you can't use the mainstream system. You know, yeah, I won't go too far into that. But anyway, Richardson Nutrition Company, I use their, I can tell you what I'm eating, but I can't tell you what I'm using it for. There is a book called A World Without, it's written by G. Edward Griffin. It's called A World Without the Big C. If somebody wants to put it in the chat and you know what I'm talking about, please do. It starts with C and ends with a R. I eat these things every single day. They're bitter, but I don't care. I would drink cat urine if it meant I could slow down the clock or avoid some of these ailments and illnesses and downright diseases. So folks, I'm following what, and that's why I'm talking about some of these other, they've always been a sponsor. I don't know why I just got into this habit of talking about the same ones, but seriously, go over there, check them out and you'll know what I'm talking about. And I can't even tell you what the product is, which makes me absolutely sick. Apricot seeds. Yeah. Anyway, go over there, check them out. You can even go back a while ago and see. If you go to their website, Richardson Nutrition Company, you'll find out what I'm talking about. So promo code PERMA will get you 10% off. And in fact, historically, anybody that eats these things on a daily basis, B17 is the name, is really what you're getting, amygdalin. Anybody that eats this stuff on a daily basis has no history of the big C. Yeah, do the math on that. So these are the people I'm trying to give a platform, not because, honestly, we make very little out of this stuff. It's because it's what I use, okay? And unlike a lot of the other people I talked about in the beginning of this program, I am telling you about the things that we actually use. And then finally, WaveWatch. A thousand settings on this thing, but I probably stick to about three of them. Yeah. Try to branch out a little bit more. Is Emily still using hers?
Yep. Yeah, she's been using it for anxiety and the ovarian cysts and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So Billy 100 will get you $100 off of that thing, folks. That thing is worth its weight in gold. In fact, never had anybody buy one that didn't, that regretted it. So, and Michelle has had some miraculous healings on that thing as well. I wouldn't call it healings, but it did make the pain go away when she was dealing with some pretty bad endometriosis a while back. So anyway, Billy 100 will get you $100 off, folks. I am not out here as some sleazy salesman. I'm telling you about the stuff that actually works. So I'll get better at maybe switching some of this stuff up. Let's go to the good news right quick.
Hey, real quick, Dad. We got a message from homesteading pastor, Pastor Lon. Says, hello, everyone. I know this is off topic for what y'all are talking about tonight, but if any of you guys believe in prayer, I desperately need y'all's prayer concerning my health tonight. Thanks. So,
amen.
Yeah, we'll for sure get that done, Pastor Lon.
Well, Pastor Lon, we pray for you every single day, and we'll make sure we'll go double strong tonight. And, folks, that's everybody out there. There's a whole lot of us out here that are in this space, good people like Pastor Lon. You know, and typical of a lot of people that do good work in this space, they don't realize and understand the full impact that they have in the lives of those of us around them. You know, there were times where I compromised a little bit, and Pastor Lon, he got with me. You know, even though he knew, even though he suspected, honestly, that maybe I didn't take it the right way. Maybe you lose a friend over the deal. But anyway, that's the mark of a real friend, is letting you know when you're stepping out of order and that you need to tighten up your shot group. And it's people like that in my life that, honestly, I don't have enough of. Well, actually, I do. I'm filled up. I got a lot of those people in my life, actually. Yeah, because the lady downstairs will have no problem whatsoever. But then again, you could be me and be about 40 pounds overweight. No, you look fine.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway, going back there, y'all, I pray for everybody in this audience every single day. Michelle and I do. And so yeah, put your prayers out there for Pastor Lon. Y'all cover him in prayer. All right. So good news. Yeah, this is good news. Former French President Sarkozy sentenced to 5 years in prison. Okay. Is that good news? Anytime I hear of any sleazy politician getting exactly what they deserve, hey, that's good news in my book. Son, are you going to cry any tears over Sarkozy?
Nope, but a little disappointing. It's only 5 years. I think we can just a general statement say probably deserves longer even analyzing it.
Well, not just him. How about the latest one in there? I'm married to a man. I mean, yeah, I said it. And I'll say it again. That dude, okay, which dude am I talking about exactly? Because honestly, if that ain't a man, look, y'all, they taught us in the Army. If you're ever out on the town or whatever back in the day, all you got to do is go, you know, tell the him or her, if you're unsure, and these days I know it's hard to tell, look at their hands. You see my fingers up on the screen? If their first finger is longer than their ring finger, that's a woman. In fact, go ahead and check on yourselves right now if you have any doubts. Son, yeah, you're legit.
Yep.
Your ring finger is got a woman. It can be equal, but it can't be longer on a woman. If her first finger is longer than her ring finger, she's a woman. Now, if you look
at this scenario, in this scenario, I guess you missed the gigantic Adam's apple.
Well, that ain't the only thing gigantic on that dude. Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole lot of weird stuff going on there. Look, folks, there's a bunch of freakazoids running around. And these days, man, they can fix them up with this plastic surgery where you can't tell. I don't know who dropped the ball on this one. But you can look at that one. Forgive the pun. But honestly, you can look at Macron. You can look at his husband, and I'm like, come on, man. Why don't y'all just come right out? There's some other ones out there too, y'all. Some pretty well-known people. Like I said, there's other markers you can tell too. There's like a head to neck ratio, all kinds of ratios out there. But yeah, folks, if you got any, look, all the ladies out there, give me a shout out in the chat if you know what I'm talking about. If your first finger is longer than your ring finger, or you are a woman.
Tommy Lux said, I'm safe. Like, was it a question?
Now, there might be exceptions. Like, if you go to downtown Asheville and see some of them hoople-headed marchies running around there, I don't know. They may have gotten a little heavy on the soy. You don't know what you're getting. But anyway, y'all, in case you come across one of those moments like Emmanuel Macron, I can't even believe. I'm like, dude, they didn't even do a good job. And then you got this hairdo that looks like a doggone, it looks like a mop. I don't even know what. I'm like, I don't even get it. I don't even get it. But anyway, these freakazoids, man, I don't know whatever possesses anybody, but I'm just going to move on from here. So anyway, check this one out. Another good news. British study links Mediterranean diet to a healthier gums and lower inflammation risk. Okay, so that's wonderful. So go check out the Mediterranean diet if that's something you want to dig. But honestly, the one I'm doing as of late is a local diet, meaning that if it doesn't grow here, and my man Logan I had him on a little while ago. He was on here talking about it along with Dr. Jack Cruz, that the more local you can eat, that food is more designed for your system. It has an electromagnetic barcode, let's say. And so when you buy, let's say, a peach that was grown on the other side of the country, like I'm here in North Carolina, let's say I'm eating one from California, your body's like saying, whoa, what's up with this? So the Mediterranean diet, I understand it works for some people, but I'm doing a local diet. So if it doesn't grow here in this region, like North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, maybe, if it doesn't grow very close to me, I'm trying to not eat it. Now you want to have the Pareto principle in all things, you know, 80-20. I try to do that 80% of the time. And then when you get into the winter, well, what's growing then? My diet will change over a little bit to where I'm eating maybe a little more fermented foods, but it's still going to be the things that were local, like the potatoes out there that I still ain't harvested. And there's going to be a lot of meat. In fact, I'm even thinking about going maybe full straight carnivore through the winter and seeing how I feel on that until things start getting vegetative again. And then I eat what's local. So avocados don't grow here in North Carolina. So I quit eating them, which that took some, man, you talk about some willpower, man, because I like my avocados. Not to say you can't have them, y'all, just maybe 80-20. But look, wanted to give you that article. They're talking about a Mediterranean. Ain't nobody in the United States of Indonesia living in the Mediterranean unless I believe you get a Mediterranean climate in places like...
I am. I'm technically Mediterranean.
Okay, yeah. And yeah. San Diego, places like that, where you can have more of a Mediterranean-type environment. But if you can't grow it there, I'm trying to stay away from eating it at all. Anyway, that's other good news. And then finally, in our good news section, good gut bacteria proving to be the, quote, elixir of life that fuels longevity, according to a new paper. So they were talking about this lady who's like 117, or she's, I don't know if she's passed on at this point, but she's at 117.
Dang.
And one of the things they find out in these people that live a very, very, very long life, and she's in great health, still doing everything she used to do her whole life. And that's part of why I'm doing what I'm doing with this biohacking, y'all, is I want to be able to be that person, should the Lord give me that much longevity, to be able to do the things. I love to read. There's things I love to do, but, and a lot of it involves physical activity. And if I want to keep doing it, well, I need to be paying attention to what some of these folks are doing. And what they're finding out is that a lot of these folks have excellent gut bacteria. So what's one of the fastest ways you can kill that gut bacteria? Glyphosate. Eating glyphosate. Yeah. You know, the same people could eat pasta here in the United States of Amnesia. They go over to Italy and they wind up losing weight because their gut bacteria is better. Sunlight is also going to help that. Dr. Cruz has talked about that immeasurably. So that's another one of those things, that, you know, it's going to keep your inflammation, honestly, keeping low inflammation, staying away from foods that are going to be very reactive to you and things like that. So you got a biological age and then you got a chronological age. I'd like to know what that lady at 117 is doing. So
David Zimmerman said, I can't keep paying taxes till I'm 117.
You almost got me choking on this water over here. Yeah, I'm right there with you, bro. Well, you know what? Maybe we all get to the point where we all hopefully get to the point where we said, okay, I'm done paying your taxes. All right, y'all, we're going to go to my man, Eric Sider.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, don't sleep on self-care. I've been sidelined for over a week with an illness, most likely some COVID variant, as I had all the symptoms except loss of smell and respiratory issues. This is the longest I've been sick for some time. Looking back on the preceding weeks prior to the first symptoms, I can say I was ignoring self-care. When we do that, we make ourselves vulnerable to illness. Just like our gardens are susceptible to pests and disease if we don't keep up with the soil biology. The world only seems to be getting more toxic, so we need to be more vigilant in giving ourselves the best chance to combat that. Not everyone can afford costly therapies and supplements, but the best superfoods and medicine is what's growing in your garden. As important as physical health is, our mental health is even more so. Stress and negative thoughts will cancel out the best health routine. Nothing clears up a bad mood like walking through my garden. And the psychopathic Muppets are pushing a culture war harder than ever, and so many of us are taking the bait, hook, line, and sinker. They might be targeting the people you don't like right now, but if you don't think they will come for all of us in the end, you are not paying attention. We need to stop fighting with ourselves over bullshit and get to work building healthy communities of resilience. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Eric Sider. Your native permaculture t-shirts, the official pimp gear of the Pimp Cast, or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com. And for more info on my permaculture community group, check out permaculturefairoaks.org.
That's my dog right there, man. It's like every single time Eric had no idea what I was going to talk about here. And he just kind of put an exclamation point on that, son. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, I also want to add, Eric is the only other consultant that I even kind of feel comfortable vouching for. I just did another consultation right after another consultant. Was it the other day? Y'all, Eric is the only one that I would even kind of vouch for as far as getting good, solid information on your permaculture homestead or farm or whatever it may be. That is part of the reason I'm trying to get this permaculture design course up and running, is to get some good consultants out there.
Do I know this consultant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like, you've done a lot of backup work on this guy's stuff, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's becoming like more and more like prevalent and everything, but the point I'm trying to get at is not necessarily to bash this one guy. It's just, y'all, you got to be careful with, it is a good idea to get a second set of eyes, but if you're paying like thousands for a consultation, man, quiz them first. Like, I've never not been down for a phone call before you get a consultation. Just quiz them first and see if what they're saying makes sense to you, if it jives with what you intend on doing. Y'all, there's a lot of bad people out there.
Son, you might, you know what I just thought of? You know, you might even come up with a list of questions for people to ask prospective consultants. That might be, I mean, just something to think about. I don't know if it makes sense or not, but maybe come up with a list of questions that they should get from a consultant, you know?
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them should be, what do you want to do with this property? That's a big question there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one. No doubt. Let's see here. Oh, shoot. Where did that comment go? Yeah. Colleen says, winter time is rough up here in North Idaho. Not much sun. Yeah. So I got a solution on that. Actually, I got a couple of them. Hopefully I'm going to try and reach out to these folks. Now, the sun is always going to be your best bet, but even in the summer, it's going to be touch and go in those higher latitudes. So one of the ways around that is embracing. Now, you may not like to hear this. I know Michelle wouldn't. You want to embrace the cold. And if you check out the work of Dr. Cruz, you'll find out exactly what I mean. So yeah, wintertime is rough up there, or there are other devices out there. Like, you can use a reptile light, believe it or not. Yeah, you can make vitamin D from a reptile light. Now, red light panels will not do the same, but a reptile light will. And then I got this other device that I'm trialing right now, as a matter of fact. Don't want to say what the brand of it is yet until I make sure this thing is legit, okay? So I will have hopefully solutions for you in the future regarding this thing. I've had it now for a couple of months for precisely that reason. Okay, what if it's raining? What if it's like super duper cold out there and I can't stand out naked? Or, you know, what if it's, you know, they're spraying like they do all the time? So there are solutions out there, but one I can give you now, how long you stand in front of a reptile light, I do not know, but that is one solution. In fact, Sowing Prosperity, Logan over at Sowing Prosperity, that's what he uses. And so hopefully I'll have some better solutions for you in the future, folks. I'm seriously, every spare minute I have, even when I'm out here doing the work I have, my brain is always occupied with trying to learn something else. And that's one of the hacks out there. So you either want to embrace the cold, and that is really the number one way of going about it, or reptile lights. Yeah. Explain that when the kids get home from school. Anyway, EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Things are crazy in this world and they're getting crazier, but the number one source of power outages at your place are probably going to be lightning strikes. Well, you can protect everything you got with the EMP Shield. And check this out. If you get anything Kentucky Fried downstream, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. So EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA.
Or not even lightning strikes. If you just have bad drivers in the area, you're going to have power outages. One dude who ran into the telephone pole on the way into New Boston. It was one of the ones that feeds the New Boston. Had all of New Boston shut down. Shut down the whole town.
Yeah, there's a reason why when I left Texas, my car insurance dropped 2/3.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's like a badge of honor for people to drive horribly around some places. All right, y'all, I want to get into the main one here, and I can't believe we actually made it to the main topic. Won't spend a whole lot of time on it, but I want you to think about it. Okay, check this out. If you go to the mainstream news right now, one of the big topics out there, and this ties right into what Eric was talking about. Folks, what you are experiencing right now in the United States of Amnesia is called the strategy of tension. Yes, that is a thing. So, okay, son. I'm going to point this out, and I want you to think about something right here. If you go to the top of the Drudge Report, go to X, and folks, they, just like we talked about at the top of the show, they collate this information to put in front of you the things they want you to see. So they were right at the top of Drudge, and I think red letters or whatever, blood everywhere, mass shootings everywhere. So the ones we got that are latest, okay, Eagle Pass, Texas, okay, 2 dead, 7 injured. Let's see here. New Orleans, 1 dead, 3 injured. Grand Blanc, Michigan, 5 dead, 8 injured. Southport, North Carolina, 3 dead, 6 injured. Raleigh, North Carolina, 0 dead, 4 injured. Okay. All of them tragic. I'm not minimizing any of this, people. Please understand what I'm saying here. But more, probably double that got killed in Chicago last night. But you never hear about that. So why are they selling us this bloodbath? This is the strategy of tension. You know, a lot of these so-called shootings, I'm just going to tell you straight. Okay, we can start with Charlie Kirk. There is not one part, not one, that makes any sense at all. Not one. And then the shooting before that, go all the way back to Columbine. The official story by all the researchers that you'll never see on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, all those prostitutes, you'll never see them on there. You'll never hear about people like Wolfgang Haubig. Wolfgang Haubig, that's his name. Check him out. He was considered probably the best school safety expert on the planet until he started raising some serious questions about all these school shootings because he was considered the world's expert. All of a sudden, they treated this guy like nothing you've ever seen before. The Columbine, not Columbine, but the one in Newtown, Connecticut. Every last one of them stink to high heaven. Every single one of them. In fact, he's even made, I think, a compelling case that actually nobody died there. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, read his book and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Jim Fetzer also wrote a book regarding that same incident called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. And look what they did to him. All these things are meant to weave you along. Like Eric has been texting me from time to time about this very matter, where if you're not paying attention, you're going to fall hook, line, and sinker right into this BS. And that's exactly what, like I said, you count up the number of all the people dead and injured there, and we doubled that in Chicago last night, but they didn't tell you about that. Nobody told you about that. And then, of course, they come back on the guns. They're coming out with this man, this buyback mandate in Canada, telling everybody, oh, you got until basically, I don't know, till the end of the year to hand over your gun, you know, a buyback program. I had some Canadians reach out to me on X, no less, telling me, I'm not playing along with this. Y'all do what you want, but I'm not giving up anything. Well, then, in which case, they're only going to take the ammo. So now, if you don't have one without the other, I mean, it's not all that useful. Folks, this, to ask whether or not these shootings are organic or not, it comes down to what's in the other hand. You know, like a magician. While you're over here looking at this hand, bam, they did the trick with the other one. That's exactly what goes on over and over and over again. I mean, I can give you a long list of things, but let's talk about some of the things that aren't being discussed ever since Charlie Kirk. Now, first of all, now that they're trying to take over the headlines, well, and some of us predicted this was going to happen, that as soon as this narrative about Charlie Kirk is falling apart, like I said, there's not one part that makes any sense about it. Not one. As soon as that started falling apart, I said, okay, get ready for false flag season, because now they're going to kick it up on steroids. And here we are. What do you see all over the Drudge Report? Not that you can trust Drudge or any of these others. But what's no longer being discussed right now? Well, it is in certain circles. I'm sure they'd like to go away, but Charlie Kirk. From the very beginning, I said, ain't no way that was a 30-06. Yeah. From the very beginning, there is not one part of this that makes any sense at all. And there's a lot of internet sleuths out there that are trying to get to the bottom of it. How is it I'm only seeing the same five angles of this so-called murder when everybody else had their cell phones out, but I'm only seeing the same five videos? This thing would be everywhere, son. Am I wrong?
No, especially at a Charlie Kirk event, because if any social media person that's there is there to get clips, because Charlie Kirk was very popular with the clips for YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, all that type of stuff. That's where he got a lot of his views, was just like short 1 minute videos. And people are there trying to get those short 1 minute videos, especially on hot button topics like what was he talking about? Gun control and gang violence and stuff.
Right.
That's definitely one of those ones where people would have had their phones out videotaping Charlie Kirk, trying to get one of their videos to go viral with Charlie Kirk on stage. Most of the content out on Charlie Kirk before the shooting outside of that was not Charlie Kirk's content. It was like other people recording Charlie Kirk and uploading it, or splicing up his longer form content and then uploading it.
I don't care what event I'm at. There's not a single event, because people, a lot of what we're talking about, William and I, is instructional. So people want to record that and go through it a little bit later so they can apply it at their own place. Okay. So you got somebody who's, you know, much larger in terms of his audience. How is it we're seeing the same videos over and over again? Impossibility. Here's one of the big ones over here that, honestly, I don't even know how anybody's buying this. When you got a crime scene and literally moments later, they're taking down the camera right behind him. A day or two later, here they are jackhammering up the concrete and putting up something else down there. This is a crime scene. Are you kidding me? How on earth is that even possible? And I mean, it just makes zero sense. Okay, but so what else are they not talking about?
But well, important part, Dad, is that you see these anomalies with any mass shooting.
Every single time. Glad
every single time there's all this evidence that does not make any sense. There's always this list of evidence that always points against to what the narrative is telling you happened, but they lie to you so often that most people don't pay it a second thought. Like most people see a shooting and they're like, okay, that's either another one or, oh, that's another controlled one. And then we're just desensitized to them now.
And so many people tune out after they hear the first official lie. They never stick around to say they heard the first lie and then they run with it. And then they don't go back and say, let's see. Prime example, like to your point, the Pulse nightclub shooting. Do you know how many videos existed out there that showed the people? First of all, it was the same cast of characters in all these different places, and that can be proven. But at Pulse nightclub, there was this very heavyset guy they're taking bodies, supposedly carrying them in the direction of the Pulse nightclub. So if you pulled them out of the nightclub, how could you possibly walking in the direction of it? I mean, there was, I mean, all these things out there, because that's why I said in that video I did that this is a national IQ test. Everybody tunes out after the first lie. And so they're like, okay, I got that story. I won't go back. Here's another one they're not talking about. And this is part of why I think the whole Charlie Kirk thing, whether it's a deep fake, whether it really happened, whatever it is, I don't know. I wasn't there. Nothing adds up. But you know, one of the big things they stopped talking about that very day, and of course, your the prostitutes in Washington and the politicians, they were all involved. Epstein. That all went away just like that. Just like that. You even have Ted Nugent coming out against Trump saying, whoa, what do you mean change the topic? Even Ted Nugent is probably one of his most ardent supporters. And he's like, hold on a minute. Now, Epstein, you barely, I mean, this thing, it squeaked past the Senate. Charlie Kirk happens, and then bam, it goes off the radar. Nobody's talking about that. And they're still not talking about it for the most part. How about the fact that you had all this incredible corruption of the two previous administrations and not a single arrest? Oh, okay, Comey, really? On charges that are really a joke? He's not going to spend a day in prison, unlike Sarkozy. He's not going to do any time at all. We got this long list of things that are never going to see the light of day, all because they keep us distracted, folks. And it works. It works like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, think about some of the other things, like the escalation of what's going on overseas. You had Pete, nobody's even talking about this anymore, Pete Hegseth, you know, the frat boy running the Defense Department. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the Department of War again. Probably going to be that way pretty soon. So Pete Hegseth calls all the commanding generals back. And they do it publicly. Either that is a head fake, because that's got to be the... Why would you announce such a thing?
It seems like a bad idea.
Why would you... I mean, granted, each one of these guys have competent people that can take their places. I mean, military set up that way. But why would you announce to the world unless there was another head fake going on to keep us away? And still, every single time one of these things comes out, now they're using the gun violence, and I got a feeling there's something big planned. Who knows to what extent? Maybe Oklahoma City type, or maybe even 9/11. I mean, who even knows? But something big, I think they got in the works, and it's probably going to be worked out pretty soon, because honestly, there is not a single politician in Washington except for two, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, who can post anything on X without getting absolutely crucified. I don't care who it is. If you're Brandon Tatum, I mean, you know what? I'm not very nice to him either. If you are any elected official in D.C., anybody, or anybody from Fox News or anybody like that who's singing whatever they want them to sing, every Netanyahu, you name it, all of them. Watch, go to any of them. Folks, don't believe me. Go there and look for yourself. Not one of them. I mean, you can't find a single positive comment, and God forbid you be Lindsey Graham. sorry, Pastor Lon. I know he's your senator down there in South Carolina, but you're on there. I mean, bathhouse Lindsey, boy, they let him have it in the worst kind of way. So it's showing you that the populace is already on the knife's edge. People are already struggling just to put bread on the table, man. I don't know of anybody out there who's living like the Rockefellers. Everybody I know is like, yeah, man, I'm not buying any of this stuff. They don't even try to make it believable. But you look at what just happened overseas, troop movements, policies, you know, this security panopticon they're trying to put around us. They just announced in England. Well, if you think it ain't happening here, where they're making a case right now, and I posted on my X account, where they're making a case that everybody needs a universal ID. And some, who do you think they use as leverage? The children. Yeah. Oh, we don't want children getting on websites. Yeah, that's how it starts. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how you start it. And they're gonna use the kids as leverage and all this stuff. And then next thing you know, they're gonna hand it all over. But honestly, there are people that if Trump said, "Hey, hand over all your guns right now," there are some people that would absolutely do it without question.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
And think they're patriotic for doing it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Jesus said, you know, there's gonna come a time where, you know, people are gonna send you up thinking they're doing the Lord's work. And they're not. Well, trust me, it would definitely happen in this administration right now, because no matter how many betrayals, no matter how many things go on, and no, I'm not a Democrat for those that might ask, I wanted this administration. I predicted that it was going to be new boss, same as the old boss. I was hoping and praying that I was wrong. I was hoping I would have egg on my face. But when the guy gets in office and the first thing he does is give $250 billion to the oligarchs controlling these platforms right now, all of them, $250,000 for them to build a bigger panopticon around us, you got to know something's wrong right off the bat. Okay. So folks, look at the other hand. You got to watch what's going on here, folks. I mean, it's so sick what's going on, but I can't even believe, like, that Charlie Kirk funeral. That was a total disrespect to the man, if you ask me. And I don't understand his wife. I know people grieve in different ways, but everybody out there that I've seen is like, hold on, man.
Yeah.
I know, you know what? I know what an acting job looks like, and something stinks in a big way. She puts up horn at the end of the funeral where she's hugging Trump, and she puts up a signal in the air like I'm looking at Ronnie James Dio, for crying out loud. I'm like, what on earth is going on here? Then I look up what that hand signal means in some of the leaks. Look, I don't know what the deal is with this woman. I don't know. Grief counselors are out there saying, look, man, I've been doing this for 30 years. I ain't ever seen anything like this. Who says, hey, film me as I'm over my husband's casket? I mean, who does that? I don't know. I mean, son, do you have any thoughts on any of this stuff?
Yeah, it just gets a little gray, like accusing a widow and everything, but looking at her background, looking at the time they met up and all that stuff, there's a lot of curious things that go on with his wife. It's one of those things where I want to be like super cautious that it's not just hearsay, just given the circumstances and everything, but it seems like something's fishy. Something's up.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I mean, I don't know. I know that, you know, the old maxim is people grieve in different ways. I totally get that. But when you have grief counselor after grief counselor after grief counselor saying, the last thing, when you have that kind of loss, especially something as, it's not like you died in your sleep or something like that, but when it's like something like, you know, JFK 2.0 kind of thing, and it happens right out there in front of everybody, you just don't see this. I don't know what's going on. I know that everything they're telling us doesn't make any sense. You got Bongino and Patel over there, you know, who I unaffectionately call Harold and Kumar over at the FBI, going to tell us that there's nothing to the Epstein story. I mean, every time you turn around, it's like they are openly mocking us. They have nothing but contempt for all of us. And I'm pretty sure that there's a little country in the Middle East that actually has dirt on all of them. Listen to what Tucker Carlson just said. Netanyahu's going around bragging right now, telling other leaders of countries, look, hey, I own the USA, man, openly telling them this. Okay, so what kind of dirt did Epstein get on all these people?
Everybody.
Everybody. I mean, everybody clearly, but Massey and that lady from Georgia. But anyway, folks, they're going to keep it up. And that's why I'm saying these mass shootings and all these other things, this is part of the game. In fact, you got to even question whether or not anybody even dies in some of them. They could just sit out there and put it out and everybody just accepts it, because it's hard for most people to believe that anybody could conjure a lie this big. But it's been happening. It's been happening a long time, and it's going to keep happening because we don't wake up. You got the most obvious something, which is this Charlie Kirk thing, that makes, there is not one part of it makes sense. Not one. If you could say, oh, there's this one part and it's a little bit of an anomaly, not one part. In fact, at this point, I'm about 100% convinced this kid didn't even do it. This one that got in there, he was convicted in the media before anybody even picked him up. Oh, he supposedly wrote trans stuff on this and that. He was a trans testicle to begin with. And then we come to find out that every bit of that's a lie. And everybody is so willing to believe pathological liars. I haven't heard this kid. They said he won't cooperate. What's that mean? He won't say I did it? Because he didn't do it. I don't believe for a minute that he did it. In fact, try jumping off the side of a building with a weapon. First of all, son, did you see a weapon in that video of him supposedly jumping off the side?
Nope.
Okay, if you're showing me that, why don't you show me the video of him taking the shot? Because you don't apparently have a problem with us seeing the grisly murder of Charlie Kirk if it actually happened that way. You had no problem showing us that. So you can't show us the shot of this guy taking off the side of that building and then runs and jumps off the side of it with no weapon.
Yep.
He assembles it in the woods. Come on, man. I didn't just step out of the cotton fields. You better come up with a better lie. Like I said in that video the other day, at least respect me enough to come up with a better lie. Because I ain't buying none of this this garbage. Anyway, son, anything else?
Yeah, I want to add that Caleb House right now there's a benefactor that agreed to match up to $500,000 in donations on Caleb House right now, all the way up to October, I think it's 14th or 15th. But whatever you donate, it's going to be matched all the way up to $500 over at Caleb House right now. So if you want to help save kids or fund the people that are going to save kids, then Caleb House is definitely a trusted source. I think if you just go to Caleb House with a K.com or .org, it should pop up. Should be pretty easy to find. But yeah, there's a benefactor that's going to match up to $500,000. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yeah, I'll need to make sure. I mean, that's part of where we tithe every month anyway. So I'll make sure your mom kicks it up a little bit. Or quite a bit, because that is definitely something that's worth all of our time. All right, y'all, look, I mean, in these crazy times, look, as we talked about a little while ago, like, remember, pray for Pastor Lon, pray that he gets over whatever he's going through, and then all of us are going through. I know a lot of folks that are going through a lot of stuff right now, y'all. Let's all collectively pray for each other. We pray for y'all every single night, folks. I mean it. Look, it's a crazy world. It's getting crazier. So until next time, you know the deal. Stay alert.
Stay alive.
From the smallest sprout to harmony begin in the cycle of life. For the magic's alive, tune it to the beat, feel the fire and thrive. So much greater.